My biggest question and the most important question is, among other things that we do, one of the ways to crush a third wave is to vaccinate fast. The government says we'll do it by the end of this year. Do you think it's possible, Dr. Guleria?
So I think it's possible, but there are two or three caveats. The first caveat is that we should, by in the next, let's say, 6 to 8 weeks, have enough doses available to be able to deliver that many vaccines per day, and that should be a target of 1 crore per day. Now, currently, we are not having that many vaccines available. But if you go by whatever data we have, it suggests that possibly by July, the middle or end of July, both from the Indian manufacturers and from manufacturers from abroad, and with the Sputnik, Covishield and Covaxin being available, we should have enough doses to be able to vaccinate 1 crore per day. But that is going to happen only sometime in July. And therefore, the next month is also going to be a little bit of a slow vaccination month because of the available doses. It has to be linked to the number of doses. And therefore, if I may just add, if we need to really prevent or decrease the third wave, then during this interim time, we have to be very careful and sort of learn from the past in terms of having a very graded approach in terms of unlocking, making sure that we are very strict about COVID-appropriate behavior. Don't allow crowds to develop like we did last time, which could become super spreading events. And also have a very aggressive surveillance so that any area which really shows a rise in the number of cases, your positivity rate going up, your beds in the hospital going up, a very aggressive lockdown is really instituted in that area with aggressive testing, tracking, treating, and continuing to ramp up our testing so that till such time that we vaccinate a large number of people, we are able to really aggressively follow the non-pharmacological strategies.
Correct. Now, you see, Dr. Guleria, obviously what is part and parcel of a crisis is shortage. And we've seen how that has unfolded. First, a shortage of remdesivir, shortage of beds, shortage of oxygen, now shortage of black fungus medicine. Clearly, the answer is in vaccination. How do you make sure that logistically our plans are in place? You say that we should be in a position to vaccinate 1 crore people a day. I want to ask you, can we? Do we have the systems? Do we have the provisions?
So I think we do have the provision. India has been vaccinating for a long time. And if you look at how we've been doing it over the last few months, although, like you said, the number is not as much as 1 crore a day. But if we spend the next few weeks in working in terms of developing a strategy, especially in my mind, reaching out to rural India and developing a strategy where we can have camps in, let's say, community centers or mobile vaccination program in rural India, I think we can achieve this target. And I also think that maybe because of the second wave, the vaccine hesitancy that we were seeing has been replaced by vaccine eagerness. So there are people now who are wanting to get themselves vaccinated. We need to develop a strategy which is user-friendly. And that means both using the app, but being able to do it without using the app also.
Dr. Guleria, now, you know, if we don't vaccinate fast, the problem is, and a lot of people want me to ask this question of you, when will we be in a position to give people booster shots? For instance, the frontline workers got their first jab way back in January and February. You yourself got it back in the day. Obviously, these vaccines, in order to produce the required antibodies, will have a shelf life. We'll need to top it up with perhaps another round or another dose of the vaccine. If we don't vaccinate everyone fast, do you think we'll reach a situation where by the time we complete one phase, we'll already be in a situation where we'll have to go for these top-up vaccines?
So it's possible that we may need to have a booster dose maybe by early next year. But I think it's too early to say when we'll require it and which vaccine should we give as far as the booster is concerned. We need more data for that. There is some data which suggests that the immunity in people who get the infection can be long-lasting. So it's possible that even with the vaccination, the immunity may be long-lasting. But I do agree with you that we may need to have a booster. We may also need to have a booster which is tweaked so that it covers for newly emerging variants, which may happen, say, 6 months or 1 year down the line. So it's difficult to predict how things will be in the future. But yes, we will probably for some time need to have a booster vaccine on a regular basis, at least the high-risk group or those who are the frontline workers.
Interesting. Dr. Guleria, now, it'll be a moment of great and incredible pride for India to be able to complete this ambitious target of vaccinating all by the end of December. Because, you know, look at our population. This other countries cannot even imagine. Now, my point is, how big a challenge is this going to be in states like UP and Bihar, where they're 3 percentage points below the national average of people having received both the doses, even now? I mean, in the overall all India figure is at 4%. UP and Bihar is at 1% right now.
So I do agree with you. So what we will need to do is look at it state by state, region by region, try and sort of find out the reason why it's not picking up in that area or it's not working, and look at local solutions. Like I said, in UP, you could have a solution that you need to have a more outreach program and really reach out to citizens there, because they may not be coming to vaccination site or may not be that tech savvy. You may have the rural population which is a little bit still apprehensive, and then you need to develop a good communication strategy. Whereas you may have other areas where the solutions may be different. In the Northeast, for example, where because of large distances, you will have to reach out in a different manner. So I think what we need to do in the next few weeks till we ramp up our vaccination and have enough doses available is develop strategies which are locally doable and which look at the solutions at that point in time rather than having one national strategy which may not work in certain regions.
Very significant, and that requires decentralization and centralization and constant communication at every level, not just at government to government level, but at all levels. Dr. Guleria, you know, I really hope that come December 2021, you and I are in a conversation where I can congratulate you, we can congratulate each other for this great achievement. I mean, when the government announced today that we'll vaccinate all by December, I was pretty excited, because if we do this, we'll be able to achieve, you know, this will be a mean achievement. Nobody else would have ever been able to do something like this.
I agree with this. This will be the largest vaccination program globally. Currently, if you look at what we've vaccinated, the amount of vaccination we've done currently is like one country in Europe. But when we achieve this target in December, it will be unmatched. And therefore, I think this will be a moment of pride. And I think all of us, and that includes all the citizens, should come together and work in making sure that this succeeds, because this is one way of coming out of this pandemic.
Correct.